CliffCentral.com. It is time to talk about Markets Mondays. Whether you're a new trader looking for a safe place to start or an experienced trader who's looking for low spreads, multi-assets, and high tech, you will find Markets.com suits you perfectly. How do I know this? Well, because I'm trying Markets.com. But more importantly, if you don't believe that you have the capacity to do this, we've got someone who's going to join us in a second who can absolutely convince you that it is possible to be an amateur and to try this for the first time and have a lot of fun doing it. Here's a special offer to everyone who's listening. You can follow the link on cliffcentral.com, register with markets.com, and you will get a 30% bonus on your deposit. Now, that is not nothing, and it's worth having a try. Speaking of having a try, in both senses, the rugby legend Brian Habana is back to give us an update on his trading journey, sharing his insights into strategy adaptations with recent market volatility. This is one you don't want to miss. Brian, it's always good to see you. How are you, dude? Brian, can you hear us? Aha, there he is. Good man, how are you?
Yeah, very good.
No, not a problem.
The horrendous weather conditions in Cape Town, firstly for traffic, and secondly for the fact that signal in the office is not working. So,
well, I know. We all know how busy you are, so I it's not a problem. One of the reasons we love having you on when it's Markets Mondays is because you're just an ordinary guy like us. You're not some whiz trader who knows exactly how to manipulate the markets and do like derivatives and hedging and all of this stuff, future trading.
Getting there.
I mean, okay. So how's it going for you? Because you won't lie to us. You're not going to say to us, oh, well, you know, it's working out great when you've lost money. When we last had you on the show, what were you trading then and what's influencing your selection at the moment?
So, firstly, yeah, it's great to be on Market Mondays again. It has been an interesting journey. I think, you know, when you sort of start reading stats that, you know, between 80 and 85% of first timers actually lose money, and, you know, you think you're not going to be a part of those stats, you look at things very differently. And as you rightly mentioned, the first couple of months has been interesting, just firstly knowing the discipline of actually almost logging in every day and seeing what the markets are doing, maybe even a couple of times in the day. So post your normal morning routine, then logging in. So now I think for me, a commodity like gold was something that I thought was a real steadfast, but unfortunately led to a big loss because, you know, I didn't know about a profit loss, you know, optionality, because, you know, I just saw my constant gold commodity stocks dropping. But I didn't understand that I could actually have these preventative tools on Markets.com that allows you to make sure that you don't lose too much money, which I think is really important.
Are you talking about like a stop loss? Because they've got they've got those on Markets.com. So Brian, you bought gold, which everyone tells me is like the safest thing you could buy. I also bought some, and it hasn't gone according to plan, which is very frustrating. But I appreciate you being honest about it.
Yeah. No, 100%. You know, you sort of, again, listen to mates, you listen to what you believe the market should get. I had this great philosophy, if I invest or, you know, get things that I literally have in my house. So, I mean, I watch Netflix, you know, I've got a Microsoft Azure account, so, you know, things that I believe are sustainable. And even those, you know, that I thought would be really good have just not turned out exactly like I thought it would be. So it has been an interesting journey, but I think the discipline around, you know, educating yourself, which I think is really important. Also being able to, through the Markets.com platform, understand the educational optionalities, which they do have on there for you, which I think is really important. So again, your stop loss, you know, your profit taking opportunity, whenever the small margins are there to take profit, you know, you should actually do it. So I'm learning, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm not quite a advanced trader in any way or form. The derivatives and, you know, all of those things I'll hopefully get to in the next couple of months, Gareth.
All right, but your trading decisions must have been changing. I know that you're the kind of guy who takes training seriously. You will be using all those resources I was talking about just a moment ago on markets.com. They've got very smart people there that will help you to understand how it works. So what have you been learning and what have you changed since we last spoke?
I think the biggest thing is understanding that if you're going to be a sort of a fish in a very small fish bowl, a goldfish type environment, and not understanding that, you know, the wide variety optionalities is very much more like the Atlantic Ocean, you're going to be very confused. So if you're going to have blinkers on and only focus on one or two strategic things, unfortunately, in my opinion, you know, that's probably not going to be in any way a positive outcome. And you need to, unfortunately, expand your own line of view. You need to expand your own sort of circumference of influence, because you need to start looking at, you know, what the global markets are doing, you know, both on a physical currency perspective. So what's the rand doing against the dollar, against the pound, against the yen, against the euro, but then also in terms of, you know, stocks and how you look at things. You could actually do a little bit of research on, you know, what a company's shareholding and budgeting and their forecast structure is all about. Because, you know, if you're not willing to expand your own expertise and line of view, you're going to come up short, in my opinion.
All right. So let's get on to something that I think a lot of people want to know about. There's a Finance Magnet Summit that is taking place from the 8th to the 10th of May, and markets.com and you will be present at the seminar. Can you tell us some interesting things that you'll have in store for the people who attend?
I think I'm massively honored and privileged to be afforded the opportunity to be on stage with markets.com and Solomon Gundan. You know, a lot smarter than me, you know, just talking about firstly what markets.com is all about, but, you know, on a platform in Finance Magnet where there's some absolutely incredible people within the industry. I actually got a message from Karen Nadison, the CEO of PayU, this weekend, saying that she's, I think, up before me or after me. And I said, well, I actually don't know what I'm talking about, because my, you talk about CEOs of, you know, massive organizations. So I must say I'm feeling a little bit out of my depth, but to your point earlier, you know, being able to really talk about my authentic trading journey, you know, on the markets.com platform, again, the ease of use thereof, but also, you know, as we look through various other opportunities, you know, to invest, to sort of broaden our own wealth environment, you know, what Mark's up, what Com can actually do. So really excited to be there. I do feel a bit out of my depth. I'm going to maybe have to be studying a little bit more of the, you know, the business day over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, listen, I feel the same way about these things. I'm totally out of my depth. Sometimes I don't even know which questions to ask. But there are smart people that are going to be there, and I think people should know about it. So we'll put all the details on our website. Go to cliffcentral.com for the info on that. Okay, let's go into something that you absolutely do know the best, and we keep throwing forward to the World Cup coming up, and you've already told us that you think we've got a chance. But lots of people are saying these European teams are amazing. So moving into rugby, in the same way that we've seen the trading landscape change, you've had the pleasure of watching the game of rugby progress over the years. So what would you say is the biggest difference between how rugby was played just a few years ago when you were playing and now?
So I think the unfortunate mainstay is that rugby is still a very complicated game, Gareth. You know, the rules and regulations and obviously the clampdown from a player welfare perspective. So, you know, we've been seeing a lot more yellow and red cards over the last while, you know, as we look at, you know, trying to prevent more than anything head contact and collisions in that form. I think where the game has gone is we've seen what used to be a very southern hemisphere dominated rugby perspective move up into the northern hemisphere, where, you know, you have the likes of Ireland, France absolutely dominating world rugby at the moment. You probably look at the Champions Cup, you know, as the lead competition globally at the moment from a club rugby perspective, you know, purely because South Africa, you know, has left Super Rugby, which has left Super Rugby in a very difficult position, because all of a sudden you just have New Zealand, Australia playing against the likes of, you know, Fiji and you know, those sort of type of teams, you know, down under. So with, you know, the game of influence was very much, you know, the All Blacks dominating, you know, for the better part of the last, you know, just under 30 years of the game being professional. I think it has sort of changed its prowess of dominance, which I think has been great. And, you know, bodes particularly well for a Rugby World Cup, which is happening in a couple of months' time, which I'm extremely excited about, because it's probably going to be the most toughest, in my opinion, Rugby World Cup to go on and win, because given the ranking, the top three teams, the top three of the five teams at the moment don't actually qualify, you know, for a semi-final, which is scary. You know, Ireland, South Africa, France, New Zealand play off against each other in a quarterfinal. So they immediately have two of the top five not progressing, which is going to make for a very tough campaign. And if the Springboks should win this, it will be probably one of the greatest victories, you know, that they will ever overcome.
So, Brian Habana, how many of those Irish players are South Africans, says Slippery Ticket?
So CJ Stand is not there anymore. I'm just trying to think. John Klang is playing for Munster at the moment, but I actually don't think there's too many. I mean, there's probably maybe some South African blood in there, Mr. Cliff, but yeah, I don't think there's too many. Voting. George van der Vlier is not even South African. I think he's from the Netherlands, so you know, we can't even claim him.
All right, Carl says, can you please ask Brian if he's seen the latest list of the top 10 rugby players of all time? You are the only South African on that list. Congrats, my friend. Wow.
Is that why ChatGPT? Is that why? I mean, Carl, thank you very much. I don't Google stats like that anytime soon. I don't think that can be possible. Surely not. I mean, the likes of I'm just thinking, you know, John Smith.
Nonsense. Own it. No. Take it. We believe it. It's absolutely true.
I need to see who came up with that list, because I think it's impossible to know that there's only one South African in the top. I'm extremely privileged and humbled, but yeah, I don't see that as a possibility.
All right. Because it's Markets Mondays and we were talking about your trading just now. Joking Atheist, you could tell me if you agree with this or not, Brian. Joking Atheist says, the stock market is like sex. You need to know when to pull out. Do you agree?
I 100% agree. That is a really valid point. You need to know, because the thing is, you always, and I think that's potentially where, so that's this gambling addiction comes from. You're always thinking there's going to be it's going to change. But if you can literally have that understanding of when to know to pull out, I reckon there'll be more profits than there would be losses. 100%.
All right, I love it. Brian Habana, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. Just to let everybody know, Markets Mondays comes to you every second Monday on cliffcentral.com. Remember to follow the link and register with markets.com. You'll get a 30% bonus on your deposit. And you can also check them out on social media. Just follow markets.com/SA. They're all over Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And they've got lots of cool updates. And Brian, from time to time as well. It's good to see you, Mr. Havana. We will check in with you in a couple of days, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. Have a blessed week. See you at Finance Magnet.
Absolutely. Have a good 3-day week.
Cheers,
there
everyone.
He is.
Go well.
Brian Habana wrapping up Markets Mondays, and we're on our way. Leanne, I'll see you next week. CliffCentral.com.